Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And as always, it's a blessing and an honor to come before you today with the word of the Lord, because you know that I always say that there is power in the Word. God is good and worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised today and every day, as long as we know that we are here and we're living this life. We have to have a praise on our lips. It is just so important to continue to praise God through it all. No matter what's going on in your life, I want to encourage you to praise Him anyway. Yet will I praise Him. People are coming up against me, but yet will I praise Him. My friends sometimes turn their backs on me, but yet will I praise Him. People don't understand me, but yet will I praise Him. I'm a little bit different and unique than other people that I know, and I just don't seem to fit in, but yet will I praise Him. I will continue to praise God and praise the Lord with everything that is in me, everything that I am, everything that I ever aspire to be. I will continue to praise the Lord because He is worthy. Oh, yes, He is worthy of the praise, the glory, and the honor in my life. And I'm just excited about what God is doing. I have to solicit your prayers. I'm going to solicit your prayers to pray with me because for some reason this is the second time. This is the second time this week that I have come up to do a program and found that my show was not listed on the schedule. And don't you know that the devil is a liar? The truth is not in him. God's plan will prevail, but no matter what is coming against us, we have to continue to be diligent to do the thing that God has appointed us to do. It is imperative that you don't give up. And I talked about that on Monday. I talked about not quitting. And it's amazing that my program was up on today, earlier today. I believe it was on the schedule, but what I have to do is be diligent about checking the schedule. But when I came up here on Monday to do a program and noticed that I didn't have one scheduled, I figured that something was strange, so I went ahead and I scheduled two more programs. And what I realized is that neither one of those took. Both of those programs appeared. Neither one of those programs appeared on my schedule. And I'm like, what is going on with that? So I went ahead and scheduled the programs. And then today when I came up, nothing was there. And I'm like, that is the weirdest thing. And I know that I fight not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities and dark places and high places. So are you praying? Are you praying for me? If you are a regular listener, or even if you just tuned in today for the first time, I want to recruit you and ask you to pray with me, to continue to pray for me and this ministry that I do with my husband, pray for our church, pray for Power in the Word, the radio station, the NCCM radio, pray for everything that we do, because we do all that we do as unto the Lord. It's because of God that we do this. It's because of the plan that God has for your life and the plan that He has for our lives that we do this. We don't do it for our glory. I don't want you to tell me how great I am. Just tell me how great God is. Don't tell me how wonderfully God used me. Just tell me that He used me and that He's getting the glory in your life, because He certainly is getting the glory in my life. This is a call-in show, and I will be taking your calls anytime during the show. I want you to feel free to call me with your testimony, to call me with your praise reports, to call me with prayer requests, or anything that the Lord leads you to say to me. Young Daniel called me on Monday, and he called me to encourage me to keep doing what I am doing. And that was a word from the Lord. It was a rhema word. I needed that word. I needed that word. Praise the Lord. So, Daniel, if you're listening today, I want to shout you out and say thanks again. And praise God. Amen. And praise God. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. We magnify your name, Lord. I lift you up today, even as I come to begin this Power in the Word program. I ask, Father God, that you be glorified during this half an hour. Father God, let, Father God, all who are looking this way hear a word from you, Lord. Don't let this 30 minutes be in vain, those who hear the live program and those who hear the archive. Father God, speak to their hearts in a magnificent way. And at the end of the day, we'll be sure to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I lift this prayer up to you, Father. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. I love the Lord with all that is within me. I love him. And I just want to encourage you to love the Lord, your God, with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And if you do that, you are guaranteed to prosper in everything that you do, everything that you endeavor to do, everything that you put your hands to, as it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 1, that you will prosper in everything that you put your hands to, as long as you keep God first. Keep God first. Don't let anybody get you up out of the will of God. Don't let anyone sidetrack you into believing that there is anything more important than being with God and getting into relationship with our Father through Jesus Christ, and also obeying the word of God, living a life that's worthy of the calling that is on your life. Amen and praise God. Again, the calling number is right there on your screen. You can call in to 646-652-4832 and give me your praise report, your prayer request, or just general comments. If you want to give a testimony, then the lines are open and you will be able to do that. Amen. At any time during the program. And I'm glad to hear and glad to know that there are some of you who are listening. You may not call in. You may not call in, but that's okay. That's okay. I can live with that. I can live with that, because sometimes you don't want to say anything. You just need a word. You just need a word from the Lord. You just need to get someplace where you can hear God. And speaking of places where you can hear God, on tonight over at New Creation Christian Ministries at 87 First Street, we're having an hour of power Bible study where we will be in the Word for 1 hour, and you will be strengthened for your walk with God. So if you're in the New Jersey area, feel free to stop in and see us. My husband, Pastor Anthony, and myself will be glad to see you. Let's look into the Word of God. I want to share scripture with you. The scripture that I want to share, actually I'll be sharing several on today, but one that I want to share is from the book of Philippians, chapter 4. And I want to start with verse 12. Amen. Let's start with verse 10, where Paul is speaking to the church of Philippi. He says in Philippians 4:10, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Amen. Praise God. He says, I have learned the secret of being content. I know what it's like to have plenty, and I know what it's like to be in want. Paul says, whether well-fed or whether I am hungry, I have learned to be content in all things, and I realize that I can do everything through him who gives me strength. And that's a word for somebody out there today. That is a word. We have to master the secret of being content, no matter what's going on in your life. What I want to say to you is, do not let your circumstances dictate to you the kind of day that you're going to have. Don't let your circumstances dictate whether you're going to have the joy of the Lord or not. Do not let what's happening in your life bring you down. That's what I'm trying to say to you. There is always going to be trouble in your life. Jesus told the disciples, in this world you will have trouble. But he went on to say, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. And we have to get that. We have to get that to realize that it's all right. It's going to be okay. Don't let the world take the joy from your heart. The joy that you have to make the declaration. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world cannot take it away. The only way that the world can take your joy away, or your circumstances can take your joy away, the only way that other people can take away your joy is if you let them. So you have to make a declaration out of your own mouth that I'm not going to let my circumstances take me out. I'm not going to let my circumstances take me under. I'm not going to let what I'm going through put a damper on my whole day. Oh, yes, I had an occurrence this morning, as a matter of fact. Me personally, let me tell you what happened to me. I left here this morning, and I needed to do something a little bit differently. So I left the studio this morning, and I went to pick up my mail from my office, which is about 25, 30 minutes from here. I also run a publishing company. So I went up to the office to pick up my mail, and I took some time, went to the bagel shop, got a bagel with cream cheese and a cup of coffee. Delicious. It's been about 3 months since I have been to this particular coffee shop. But I love their bagels. I love their coffee. And I got a cup of coffee, sat in my car. I had my Bible, my sword with me. I had the word of the God, the Lord with me. Amen. And I sat down in my car and turned on the heat and read my Bible, ate my bagel, and drank my coffee. At some point, it got kind of warm, so I turned off the car and turned on the radio. Listened to the radio, listened to a couple of sermons, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I needed to be encouraged in my spirit. You know, we have to build up our spirits. If you're in ministry, any kind of ministry, whether you're helping out people in your family, encouraging others on the job, whatever you're doing, giving speeches, whatever you're doing in ministry, make sure that you get to a place where you can be filled up, amen, where you can be filled up. Listen to spiritual programming such as this, Power in the Word, to be built up in your spirit, man, so that you can be equipped to continue to fight the good fight, amen. But I'm in my car, so I left. I was running really low on gas, so I went to the station to get some gas. I turned off my car. The guy filled me up. Actually, he gave me $25, which really doesn't fill you up. Takes you about three quarters of a tank. And I turned the ignition, and that thing would not turn over. The battery would not kick in to start my van. Here I am. It's snowing. Here in New Jersey, it's snowing, and it is cold. So here I am in the snow and in the cold with a car, a vehicle that will not start. And I looked and I said a brief prayer, God, what are we going to do here? Help me to get this car started. So I turned the key again, thinking I was going to get a miracle right there on the spot. And of course, maybe not of course, God chose not to give me a miracle. So the car did not start. I went and I asked the attendant for the gas station, did he have, could he jump my vehicle? And he said no. So here I was, stranded in the middle of the gas station, with no heat, in the middle of the snow, and the car would not start. But God did send someone to give me a jump, and the vehicle started right up. Now, I very well could have let that ruin my day. That's why I'm telling you this story. I could have had a bad day after that. But I made up in my mind that I am not going to let the events of my day gauge the temperature of my joy, gauge the level of my joy. I'm not going to let what people do to me, what people say about me, what happens to me, what circumstances occur in my life, I am not going to let them dictate to me about whether or not I have a good day. And that's all I'm saying. People may be getting on your nerves. You may be at work. You may be having problems in your marriage. Your mother, your father may be really, really pushing the limit with you. But what I want to say to you on today is you go ahead and you respond in kindness to whatever is going on. Respond in peace. Amen. Let the peace of the Lord encompass your life to a point where it surpasses all understanding. People just won't be able to get you when you get to the point where Paul was. Where Paul said, I've learned to be content. I've learned to be content. And he goes on to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can handle anything that happens to me through Christ who lives on the inside of me, giving me strength from the inside out. And that is what I'm saying to you on today. When you have God in your life, when you have the power of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, you can handle anything that happens in your life through Christ who lives on the inside of you, through the power of the Holy Ghost that's strengthening you from the inside out. What Paul was saying and what I am saying is that as long as I know that I have God in me, giving me strength, there's nothing on the outside of me that can impact me in such a way that I'm going to be defeated or that I'm going to be depressed, discouraged, disillusioned, and to the point where I feel like just giving up. I am not going to do it. I am not going there. And I want you to stand with me and say, no, I'm not going there, because this is the next thing that I want to share with you. Turn over to 1 John chapter 4. We have to get this word because there is power in the word of God. But what you have to realize is that it all ties together. 1 John 4, 4. Amen. 1 John 4, 4 says, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them. Amen. Them, the spirit of the Antichrist. You have overcome every spirit that is not from God. Every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is from God. It's not from God. If that spirit does not acknowledge Jesus, that spirit is not from God. And it says here, even that spirit already is in the world. But it says, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You have to know that you have already gained the victory over anything that comes against you. Amen. Anything that comes against you and tries to get you out of the will of God. Anything that comes against you and tries to take your joy. Anything that tries to rob you of the ability to move forward. You already have the power in you. Amen. Through Christ, through the Holy Spirit, you already have the power to be victorious. I don't worry about what comes against me, because I realize that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And that comes, if you ever wonder where that scripture was, it comes from 1 John 4, 4. Amen. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Amen. So don't be deceived into thinking that you are defeated, because you are not defeated. You are more than a conqueror through Christ. You can do all things through Christ, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What do you think? I mean, what do you think the devil wants you to do? The devil wants you to lay down and die. The devil wants you to be defeated, discouraged, and dismayed. The devil wants you to throw up your hands in frustration and quit. The devil wants you to speak negativity out of your mouth. I can't make it. I can't do it. I might as well quit. The devil is a liar, a great deceiver. Amen. And the truth is not in him. You can make it. You can still call me if you want to talk to me. The number is 646-652-4832. Let me share another scripture with you, and you can call at any time. I don't mind you calling at any time. Amen. But 1 Corinthians 10, chapter 10, verse 13. This is something here. This is an exhortation for you to be careful. Amen. For you to be careful. Paul says at the end of verse 12, he says, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Amen. Praise God. Whatever you're going through, the pressure is not going to get to the point that you're going to crumble, as long as you're standing firm in the Lord. Amen. No matter what you're going through, no matter how much pressure comes through the channels into your life, no matter how much other people talk about you, or no matter how much you're being persecuted, no matter what the doctor's report says. It doesn't matter what the doctor's report says. It does not matter what people say about you. What really matters is how much faith are you going to have. Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What are you believing God for? Are you believing God for the miraculous in your life? Or maybe you're just believing God for your day-to-day existence. Maybe you're just believing that you need the strength of the Lord to make it through this particular season that you're in right now. Maybe you have gotten a bad report from the doctor. Maybe you have gotten a pink slip, or if they're still giving pink slips, I don't think they give you anything now other than a phone call to come into their office, and then they let you go. Maybe you've been let go from a job. Maybe you're not popular. Maybe you're a young person and you're not popular at your school. And sometimes that's a good thing because, you know, the road is wide. Most people are traveling on a very wide road, and that road is not the right road. We know that it's the narrow road that leads to Christ, that leads to the kingdom of God. Amen. So sometimes it's good to be an outcast. I thank God that I'm an outcast today. Amen. That people don't like me. Some people don't like what I'm doing for the Lord. Some people do not think I should be doing what I do for the Lord. I've been judged, and I have been persecuted. I have been talked about like a dog, but it's okay because I do what I do for the Lord. I do what I do because I believe this is what God has called me to do. And you have to make up in your mind that you're not going to let any testing, when it says temptation, here Paul is talking about the temptation of the flesh, you know, your evil desires, things that you want to do that you know that you should not do, but you have a strong pull to go in that direction and do those things that you should not do, or the testing of your faith to say that my faith is being tested. I know what the Word of God says, but it's not happening soon enough for me. I know what's been prophesied over my life, but the manifestation is too slow in coming. I know that God has a great plan for my life, but right now I feel like I'm nobody, and I feel like I have no purpose. And I want to encourage you right now that you do have a purpose. Your purpose is to glorify God, and God is going to reveal to you exactly what it is that you're supposed to be doing specifically for the kingdom of God, to use the gift that he's already deposited on the inside of you in order that he can get the glory in your life. In the meantime, the best way that you can glorify God is to yield not to temptation. Yield not to the temptation to quit. Yield not to the temptation to sin. Yield not to the temptation to disobey God. Walk in love. Worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. Stay in fellowship with God by praying and reading his word. Persevere. Persevere. Stand up under persecution. Stand up under the temptation to give in to sin, the temptation to give in to disobedience, the temptation to give up. Stand up. Ephesians says, after you have done all to stand, just stand and put on the full armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, starting with verse 10, starts talking about the full armor of God. And I'm going to read this from my heart right now. But it talks about putting on the helmet of salvation, putting on the breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the readiness to go and spread the gospel, putting on the belt of truth, putting on the, actually taking up the shield of faith so that you can guard off or guard yourself against the fiery darts of the enemy, the darts of doubt, discouragement, disillusionment, the darts that he will throw your way to try to get you off course. Amen. And it says to pick up your sword, which is your word, the word of God. Amen. Always have a ready response on your lips to fight with the word of God. Jesus Christ did not fight the devil with his fist. Amen. He did not try to put his literal foot on the serpent's head, but he put his foot on the serpent's head by using the word of God. Three times the devil tried to trick him and tempt him, and three times Jesus Christ came back with scripture. Amen. As it is written, thou shalt not have any other God. You should worship the Lord your God only. It is written, do not tempt the Lord your God. It is written. Amen. Amen. And we have to realize it is written, he said, that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And we have to realize that it is written that God's word will not fail. It is written that God has a plan for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope for your future and hope in the future. It is written that God is watching over his word to make sure that it is fulfilled in your life. It is written, amen, that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but that Jesus Christ came so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. It is written that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever shall believe on him shall not perish but have eternal life. Amen. It is written, amen, that no weapon formed against you can prosper, that you are more than a conqueror through Christ, that you can do all things through Christ, that you are the head and not the tail, and that there is, amen, a great plan for your future. It is written, you have to begin to come against the voice of the devil, the voice of negativity, the voice of doubt, and you have to begin to speak the words of God and to hear the word of God. Amen. Pour it in, pour it in, pour it in. Fill yourself up with the word of God so that you can be equipped to come against the plan of the enemy. Amen. And praise God and pray for me. Pray for me. I have 4 more minutes. If you still want to call, you can call 646-652-4832. Pray for me. Pray for me as I pray for you that we will be able to stand against the tactics of the enemy. And I know that we can do it. I know that we can as long as we have Christ on the inside of us. God is not going to allow us to go through any more than we can handle. And stop saying the Lord's not going to put any more on me than I can bear. I don't believe that's the correct way to interpret that scripture, because God doesn't put some things, God just doesn't put on you. Amen. God does not put sickness on you. He allows you to go through it. So he does allow it. So just say, the Lord is not going to allow me to go through any more than I can bear, you know, because the devil wants us to get that twisted, to get it to the point where we believe that God is bringing us misery in our lives. God is not trying to take something from you. He wants to get everything to you. Amen. He wants you to have peace and joy and hope. He wants you to have salvation, deliverance from the sin and death that have so prevailed in your life. God wants you to have happy marriages. He wants you to have everything. He wants you to have power, and he wants you to be able to stand up against the attack of the enemy, because as long as you're walking with God, you better believe me, you're going to go through something in this life, and you have to believe that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, and that you can make it no matter what's coming against you. Go ahead and believe that you can make it. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in, whether you've been here through the whole program or you just tuned in for a little bit. I want to tell you right now that the devil is a liar. Jesus Christ is Messiah, and we have the victory through the cross. Amen. Even as we go into Easter, as we head towards Easter, I want you to remember that the plan is for you to have the victory. Amen. The plan is for God to get the glory in your life. I want you to tell some people about this program. I will be here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Christian programming, and this is here to encourage you in the Word of God. So tell somebody about power in the Word. And if you ever come here and it's not on the program, then just tune in at 2:30, because I'm going to be here at 2:30. If you go to my website, nccmradio.com, you'll see the programming. If there's a change, I'll post it there. But I will be here. Pray for me. Pray for me. Lift me up. Join me in prayer as I pray for you. Amen. And praise God. And remember, you can't stand up against the plan of the enemy. Remember to be encouraged. Make the most out of every single opportunity. Walk in the Word on a daily basis. Read your Bible. Pray. Be in fellowship with God. Get into relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Know that you have power. The Bible tells us when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you shall receive power. Go out and be a witness for Christ. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you. He really does love you. He loves you so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you. And remember that we love you here at Power in the Word. Also, go out there and do what God has told you to do. Peace.